Welcome to Breathe, a podcast with G Peoples. This is a podcast, yet an invitation to immerse yourself in the essence of being. A journey where each breath becomes a harmonious dance with the divinity that lives within us all. Here, we explore the intricate tapestry of existence, discovering what it means to truly be, unconditionally, unabashedly, unapologetically. Wherever this finds you today, thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening, but most of all, thank you for being open to just receiving this connection. Let us take a moment to exhale our breath completely. And just take a deep inhale into the belly, watching it flow up to our chest. And release a soft, gentle exhale. Whatever you're feeling right now, may your next inhales transmute this energy as it enters your body and release what no longer serves you. Let it transform from stagnant energy into love, into light as you release it. So let's take a moment and close our eyes if you're able to. If you're walking or driving, just have a soft gaze, opening your awareness to all that you see. Think about the desires you have in your life right now. And then think of three things that you want to manifest, energetically or physically. In your mind's eye, I just want you to imagine being in an open field. This is the field of your inner landscape. Imagine walking in this vibrant field with grass as soft as feathers and a gentle breeze caressing your skin. In your hands are these manifestations in the form of seeds. Imagine bending down and planting these seeds in the soil upon which you stand. Plant them with a gentle love and trust that no matter the weather, each day, they will begin to grow. Every time you vividly see this field in your mind's eye, these seeds are growing into bright, vibrant plants or trees. The more you apply kind, loving attention to them, with an openness to allow them to sprout as big or as tall as they're meant to, the more you will see this translated into your reality. So for a moment, just imagine these seeds being sprouted. Vividly see and imagine the feeling that comes along with being immersed in this garden or forest you planted. Then imagine walking in your daily life knowing these seeds of manifestation are growing more and more in every moment. How does it feel to live as your most abundant self? How does it feel to live knowing you have the power to manifest anything and everything you desire? We never know what it will look like when it comes into fruition, but with an openness, with love, and unwavering trust, we can be certain it will always be better than what we imagine. Just a little visualization right there for us as we get started in this episode. I really wanted to come here today and talk about really being open and allowing life to live through us and how we can do that, you know, through the breath, as I always say, which is what this podcast is based off of. But, you know, every day we forget the miracle of our breath. So the question is, how can we live in presence and in harmony in our daily life whenever we do forget about our breath? Right now, it is Aries season. We are in the middle of eclipse season, and is also Mercury retrograde happening right now. I love astrology, so for those that aren't very familiar with it, let me just say that Aries is a fire sign. So it's all about motivation. It's all about go, 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 getting shit done. It's grinding it out, you know, really that fire behind your desire and that passion that is coming to the surface. But during retrograde, the call to action is to slow down, analyze, be open to change, and adapt. I won't get too much into it right now. I'm not an astrologist, but I wanted to reference that because I want you to think about that visualization. These areas where we want to manifest and are actually beginning to live out our manifestations. Right now, this is a time and opportunity to reflect on how we truly want these manifestations to feel. This time last year, I remember I feel like I manifested so much in my personal training career and just career all the way around. But I realized I manifested it all without really being very specific or thinking about the balance of it all. So even though I manifested more income, more clients, more opportunities, it was almost way too much to handle because I wasn't very specific about the feelings behind my manifestations. So when manifestations come into fruition and it feels a little bit more chaotic than you would have thought, how can we adapt and adjust? When life hits and it feels like total chaos is unfolding, how can we come back to balance and flow? For me, the answer is presence. Cultivating presence, allowing life to live through you. The point of this podcast and for that visualization at the beginning is a moment to pause and a moment to realize we've been in a trance of thinking. Whether we're listening to this in the morning or at night or midday, on a bus, a train, in the car or walking, no matter the time or the place, you can always choose to arrive here in presence. Like right now, for instance, allow your eyes to just be in a soft gaze, take in your surroundings wherever you are, and linger in this awareness, not opposing or judging or trying to control anything. Your mind will continue wanting to think, just let it, but do so with a gentle awareness. Anything your sight takes in, see it with eyes of love, with compassion, a tenderness as if everyone and everything you lay your eyes upon can feel the vibration of love that you're releasing. Here in this presence, we can witness the life around us as it is. Looking at yourself in the mirror with this soft gaze, just gently taking everything in that you're seeing. Eyes of love, you can witness yourself as you truly are. Unconditional love is the ability to witness yourself as you truly are. Pure essence, that is the key to allow life to live through you. At any moment in a state of chaos, when our thoughts gain negative momentum, when our emotions are all over the place, open yourself to allow life and these feelings to pass through you. The reason our anxiety begins to rise, the reason our negative thoughts grow stronger is because we try to control it and force it to stop. But if we allow it to pass with a gentle awareness and say, okay, I'm noticing I'm feeling a lot right now. I'm feeling overwhelmed and my thoughts are just spiraling out of control. How about I take a couple gentle breaths? And then boom, before you know it, those feelings, those emotions will pass. Oftentimes we just try to fight it instead of giving it the space to be. By focusing on moment-to-moment breathing, your in-breath and out-breath, it increases your ability to be present and not miss any moment of the present, where you can truly taste and experience every moment of the breath, allowing the waves of experience to enter. The breath allows you a moment to separate from the anxiety you've been attached to. It allows you to create the space between your thoughts and creates openness. And I know it's all so much easier said than done, but that's why it's a practice that'll never end and continue to transform as you grow. Your thoughts will keep you in a constant loop cycle every single day. This is why we so often forget the miracle of our breath. But to answer the question of how you can live in presence and harmony in your daily life without tying in the breath, is noticing your thoughts, having a gentle awareness that your thoughts are in this cycle again, but also not feeling like you have to create a new pattern right away. Just simply noticing is enough. Then day by day, as you notice more, become more aware, you also become more aware of the space in between the thoughts. Then you can begin to strengthen your ability to change the thought, create a new pattern, and choose to stick to that. Practicing this process over and over and over again with all the thoughts that enter your mind that don't serve you, that don't represent your true worth. This is how you live in a constant harmonious dance with the universe, where you can be happy and wake up happy And then any unwanted thought that enters into your awareness, you can release that and then choose to focus on the good. Choose to be grateful for all the things that you do have in your life right now. Noticing the beauty in everything and finding the joy within the chaos of life. There's joy in every moment. We just have to train our eyes and our bodies to see it and feel it without judging or shaming ourselves for not seeing or feeling it before. You know, like people think that we have to be in this constant high vibrational state in order to truly manifest what we want. And if we're not consistent in showing up as this, then we can't manifest. But that isn't true. No one is meant to be on a constant high, even though we want to. Life is about how we navigate the highs and the lows. Manifestation isn't about how perfect you can live in alignment and show up as your highest self 24/7. You don't need to be perfect. There's not one perfect day in this journey. You would never have one completely perfect day. But it's all about how quickly you bounce back to being your highest self, not about whether or not you've been perfect the entire time. How you're able to step out of alignment, notice the view, and walk yourself back into alignment. It's okay that you're lost in your thoughts one day or spend a few hours in the slumps, but how you choose to bring yourself back home to presence, back into this infinite field where you can plant the garden of your dreams and watch your manifestations continue to sprout. That's what matters. It's okay that you're casting your own shadow, but when will you take a moment to pause and bathe in your own sunlight? Even though this is very much a season of taking action and grinding it out, don't forget to have fun. Play outside in the spring weather. Bask in the joy of life. Revel in it. Trust and surrender and know that all will unfold exactly as it's meant to, with your best interest always at the heart of the process. My friend, you are creation itself. You are light itself. You are life itself. So remain open-hearted, remain gentle, and continue to live as this loving presence. Thank you so much for taking the time to lend an ear and listen today. I wanted to let you all know that I have a new single coming out titled Gone this Friday, April 5th. On all the streaming platforms, wherever you listen to music, feel free to tune in. And I'll speak with you, talk with you, connect with you next time on Breathe. Thank you so much for being here with me today, and I'm so excited for what lies ahead. So excited. Stay up to date about the new classes that I'm going to be offering very soon. You can follow me on Instagram at @g_peoples. I'm a meditation coach, mindfulness teacher, Pilates instructor, personal trainer, certified in cognitive behavior therapy, but I'm also a musician, a poet, and a writer. So many modalities, very multifaceted, so many things that I like to put art into, put my heart into, and simply just create, be a conduit to this co-creation that we're all here for. So I would love for you to connect with me. And I'd love to be here to walk along this journey through life with you. Thank you so much. And I'll see you next time on Breathe. I appreciate you. I believe in you. And I love you. Aham Prema Dhanyavad Om Shanti.